This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Internal and external investigations are underway at the sheriff's office after Monday's chase through Chapman that ended up with a suspect being kicked and beaten. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Tuesday that Deon Taplin, age 29, led deputies and Chapman police on a 90-mile-an-hour chase through the town. It started out on Desi Road. Three deputies were injured when their truck overturned trying to block Taplin. Then he allegedly drove his car at a Chapman police officer. He was eventually stopped in Chapman and fought with deputies and police. The arrest was videotaped and shared on social media. Rogers said his department is cooperating fully with the State Bureau of Investigation and the District Attorney's Office to determine if excessive force was used. Level police are urging drivers to remove valuables from cars and lock your doors. Police are investigating a string of car break-ins and several thefts of vehicles in recent weeks. Anyone with information about the thefts is asked to call 910-642-5111. A North Whiteville woman called 911 after she was allegedly threatened by four suspects who followed her car, tried to force her off the road, and threw cigarette butts at her, as well as firing shots. The victim contacted the sheriff's office on March 16th, said suspects harassed her all the way from Chapman to her home. At one point, one of the suspects allegedly brandished a gun in her direction and fired at least three shots. The investigation is continuing. County commissioners on Monday heard from Tess Norris, a former finance department employee. Norris said county manager Eddie Madden berated and insulted her when she left her post in July. She said other county employees have been afraid to speak out due to retribution from Madden. The county manager has not responded to our request for comment. We have more on this story on our website. Green Swamp Highway, which is also known as NZ-211, is being detoured at Bolton. It's going to Blacksmith Road. It'll be going on through April. The Department of Transportation is replacing a concrete culvert south of the intersection. Flaggers and detour signs are in place. Celebrate the Arts, North Carolina's largest student arts festival, is this Saturday from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. at South Columbus High School. The event is a partnership between Columbus County Schools and Whiteville City Schools. It features performances and artwork from more than 1,000 students. Admission is free. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw will host Church Skate Night April 18th from 5:30 until 9:30. Cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under free. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, batting cage, gator golf, and more. Call 910-646-4111 to register your church. The Columbus Baptist Association is gathering donations for the next Nicaragua mission trip. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, jump ropes, kitchen utensils, beach balls, and other items are needed. Call 910-642-2155 for more information. You can see the full list in this story on our website. The deadline is June 10th. The 5th Annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Buckhead, and the Waccamaw Sewell and STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, fishing rod rigging, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Sewell Travel Center for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.